De vous. Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning from at least Finland. We have a busy day on this solstice day, and I assume that because you are here, you are either a member of the Moria Federation, or a faculty member, or an administrative member, or are, you know, deeply interested in perhaps joining and learning meditatively the connection between our work and the gradually developing new esoteric schools. These are the schools of the future. They are schools of meditation, and yeah. So we're going to begin immediately with our meditation, and we'll try to reference the 14 schools, and maybe if there's any om in the background now, Michaels, we can turn that off. And this program is also being translated into Vietnamese for our wonderful Vietnamese group, and hopefully some of the other groups have a chance to attend as well. I consider it very important in the beginning of every year. 12 years ago, and now we begin our 13th year, we inaugurated the Moria Federation, and all esoteric schools and organizations are under the supervision of Master Moria. We study very much the Tibetans' work, but also some Agni Yoga, and of course Blavatsky, Helena Blavatsky as well, for whom Master DK, Master DK used her as an amanuensis, just as he did Alice Bailey. So let us begin. It's going to be simple. And shortly after our work with this, we're going to prepare for the 8:15 GMT celebration of the Capricorn solstice. We're very close to that. So this meditation will last less than an hour, I suspect. And then we will be into the actual solstice, which will be broadcast through the usual YouTube channel. Now, all of this should have been sent to you, and I hope it is. And maybe Michael, we can put the link into the chat box for the solstice broadcast, and that would help. So here we are, and we begin. Let's see if I can bring this over to this side. All right. The Moria Federation and the new esoteric schools. So we achieve physical alert, poise, and comfort. steady rhythmic breathing to quiet the personality. And we know that in one sense we are the soul in incarnation, but we withdraw from that identification. And realize that we have instruments, the etheric physical, but they are instruments, we are not them. The astral vehicle we have and we use, this body of sentiency, but we are not that. We have the concrete mind, our thought process in general, but we are not that. And we begin to withdraw into that field of love and light and spiritual sacrificial will, which is the egoic lotus. We establish ourselves imaginatively within the field of the egoic lotus. And we are together as a group, visualizing as a group, a soul group, the students, faculty, administration of the Moria Federation. And we think of ourselves as one united soul group. Linking soul to soul in the one soul. And somehow this little group being part of the soul nature of the men and women of goodwill and the soul nature of the new group of world servers and somehow connected with all human beings in soul, whether in the body or out of the body. And we realize, if we can, that naught is but me, in the soul sense. We gather from the egoic lotus, the light. We gather the love. We gather the spiritual sacrificial will, we gather the sense of synthesis, and we gather the extended will of the monad. and we gather them around the mental unit, that point, that high point on the lower mental plane, where we have a pool of restrained, retained spiritual energies. And from here, we learn to link the astral and the Buddhic vehicle, at least imaginatively. And our bridge that we are going to learn to build and are building passes through these retained energies, and we project in the multiplicity of colors, but primarily the indigo blue, a vivid line of white light. And we use reaching into the spiritual triad and to be met by the energies of the triad. We use the word of power for the second ray. Of course, some of you will learn more and more about this. We all are learning about this. And we inwardly say, "Naught is but me," and we sound the Om three times. As a matter of fact, I see the greatest light. Let us use that mantra. I see the greatest light and vividly project into the impersonal realm. And in the future, our home, our point of tension, our focus lies in these impersonal triadal realms, just as is the case with the masters. We open the door imaginatively. Not yet can we contact Shambhala, but imaginatively we open towards the highest center, the center of unfettered enlightenment, the center in which is found the one fundamental school of occultism. In Shambhala. And this is the place where unfettered enlightenment is found, unchained, released light is found, with Sanat Kumara as the greatest example of the teaching ray in the entire planet. And from this great school, the one fundamental school four branches pour forth. As the Tibetan says, like branches of one stupendous university. And we try to take our inspiration from that pouring forth, which will be more and more developed over the centuries to come. Until the banded esoteric organisms, the schools, along with the New World religion and Masonry, can offer their candidates for initiation. And so one branch is the Trans-Himalayan branch, serving the first, fourth, and fifth sub-races of the fifth root race, the Aryan group. That is, Aryan in consciousness, having nothing to do with the misuse of that term during the Second World War. And to this branch we belong. When we study the Tibetan and H.P. Blavatsky and certain of the masters of whom we know directly. The Trans-Himalayan branch, and then the Southern Indian branch, serving the second and third sub-races of the Aryan race. These are the Aryan branches. And if you've read Autobiography of a Yoga, of a Yogi, about the life of Yogananda, you'll see something about how that branch of adepts works. And then a branch for the fourth root race. We have many still today who are in that fourth root race psychologically and in terms of their physical and personal vehicles. It has two fourth root race adepts at its head, the Tibetan tells us. And for the future, a branch in process of forming that will have its headquarters in the West, in the Occident. And will be rising as the sixth root race rises, beginning in another couple of thousand years. Four great branches of the one fundamental school of occultism in Shambhala. So impress upon your mind that in the work we do, the Trans-Himalayan branch, and later maybe the unformed branch, which begins perhaps 2,000 years from now. They are the only branches of the one fundamental school to which the Western students of occultism will belong. But let us remember that whether we are East or West, it's a state of consciousness. And all this is what the Maurya Federation tries to prepare its students for, its faculty members, its administration, to participate more and more in the coming esoteric schools that are the true esoteric schools. We are preparatory, as we must be at this time in history. And we need to take our inspiration and remember the great planetary processes with which we are connected. And you can gain more and more of that as you read Letters on Occult Meditation, beginning around page 300, 299, 300. And I've written a lengthy commentary on this that you can find on Makara, and video commentary will be forthcoming. If you're looking for the inspiration of the one fundamental school that lies behind everything we attempt to do in the Maurya Federation and University of the Seven Rays and Seven Ray Institute. So we descend imaginatively into the presence of the Christ, the head of the spiritual hierarchy of our planet, from the sense of Shambhala to the sense of hierarchy, with the great Lord at the center. And we offer our heart and soul to the great Savior, the great psychologist, the great teacher, the Christ, Lord Maitreya. And we pledge that we will do all we can to facilitate his reappearance and the upliftment of humanity under his guidance. And the new emerging schools, well, they will contribute to the success of his mission as the world teacher, the Bodhisattva for the Aquarian age. And we visualize around the Christ in an interlocking series of triangles, the seal of Solomon, that's Master Maurya's seal, the six-pointed star. And we see Master M positioned at the apex, Master R at the base of that triangle. And in the triangle with Master M, Master KH, Master Jwalkul. And in the triangle with the Master R and English Master and Master Hilarion. So either now or in the future, these are the masters that are particularly connected with the educational endeavor. And no doubt we will work with them in person in the coming centuries. We focus especially upon Master Moria, head of all esoteric schools and organizations, we attempt to feel his power, his wisdom, sustaining our efforts and all similar efforts and we selflessly and as a student group invoke him as he has instructed us to do. And this will give strength to the students, which we so much need. The new esoteric schools are existing because a correction must be made. The lower mind is too concrete. The astral body too unstable. The etheric physical body too weak. And these faults will be corrected. And behind this six-pointed star with the Christ at the center, the great Lord Sanat Kumara, his inspiration can be found. As the highest example of the teaching ray on our planet. Now first will come the preparatory schools, even though some movements towards the advanced schools have been in progress even for 100 years. It's all a slow and gradual and careful process. And in the future, these will be the real esoteric schools supervised by a master. And by initiate heads of the schools. So let us get an idea of the organization in which we find ourselves learning to participate. There will be a preparatory esoteric school. We can feel into these preparatory schools one in Greece or Syria. We know that, we're told that Master Jesus takes up his residence in Syria at this time. At least it was so a number of decades ago. And Greece has a tremendous history of regarding the power of thought. Another preparatory school forming in the Middle West of the United States. And we can see that it would have a strong sixth ray expression. And a preparatory school in southern France, which would have a strong fifth and third ray expression. The soul of France is the fifth ray, its personality is the third. And then, again, a choice in Scotland or Wales, already in Scotland, there is Findhorn, and who knows what it might grow into. And I think there'll be much of the fourth ray found there. It's difficult to pin down exactly what ray goes with what school in all cases. In New Zealand, another preparatory school, probably having much of the second ray. Sweden, the seventh ray. And Japan has a fourth ray soul. And may be serving the group in a preparatory manner that group. Which prepares the Eastern students. Now all of these will be taking shape. And some of them are slightly taking shape. And when you're involved with the Moria Federation and the General New Schools Project, this will be part of the understanding of esoteric centers, which will dispense the teaching, and eventually every country of reasonable development to the point where they can benefit from an esoteric school will have one that's sometimes overlooked. But for the moment, we go with what the Tibetan has given us. And now the thinking ahead to the advanced schools, feeling into their nature and quality. Only the graduates of the preparatory schools can enter, if they are equipped, the advanced schools. But even now, some are in process. A very occult school in Egypt. Obviously, it's not yet ready, obviously. Carrying, I think, much of the first ray and fourth ray to a certain extent, and related to the school either in Greece or Syria. And then the California school in the mountains. Slight beginnings can already be felt stirring. And it will have the sixth ray. And to an extent, the second ray. And then the school of the Maha Chohan in Italy, a third ray school, linked to the school in southern France. You can imagine these taking shape. Then the Bodhisattva school in Ireland, linked to the school in Scotland or Wales, much of the fourth ray and the second. Particularly under the eye of the Bodhisattva. And then the Russian school and advanced school linked to the Swedish school, definitely seventh ray. The school in Australia linked to the school in New Zealand. Those are colonies for the sixth root race, as it says. The soul of Australia, I think, is the second ray. The soul of New Zealand, the second ray. And finally, he calls it Western China. It really has been Tibet, but he foresaw the takeover of Tibet and the Japanese school will feed into this very synthetic school. It would have much of the second ray and first ray. Maybe the most synthetic school of all. And closest to the Trans-Himalayan masters. But all these are eventualities. We just have to know what process we are involved in. And so in the Moria Federation, we prepare, we prepare. We think ahead. We get the basics of our education. We learn to deepen our meditation, to study widely and deeply. And to serve as best indicated to us. There are many modes of service, and often it's educational service that we render. So let us realize that as a student, as a faculty member, as an administrator within the Moria Federation, and related to the USR and SRI, you are part of an important spiritual initiative. Which, when the time is right, will be of some assistance in helping you, whether sooner or later, approach the ashram to which you are intended to belong, and thus improve your service to humanity. So inwardly, pledge yourself to promote the expression of the one fundamental school of occultism in Shambhala through the emerging esoteric schools of the future, and through, temporarily as preparation, through the Moria Federation, or through any other specifically new school or esoterically illuminative project in which you are involved. Thus, the great light of Shambhala, however filtered and transformed and attenuated, will reach more and more people, and eventually humanity as a whole. So inwardly, let us reaffirm our pledge to study deeply, meditate deeply, serve as best we can, our pledge to sustain our participation in the Moria Federation, so that we can become deeply educated in these matters and be of some real use in spreading the light of the one fundamental school. It's an inner pledge to do our best to be true representatives of that great school, of the Trans-Himalayan Department especially, through our opportunity offered in the Moria Federation University of Seven Rays, Seven Ray Institute, and supporting the other schools, esoteric schools, which exist in various places around the world. we stand in mutual support of those efforts, but only you will know what pledge to your soul and to the great ones you make. And we sound the Om three times, imaginatively under the impression of divine purpose, divine light, the light and love of the hierarchy. We visualize the faculty surrounding that star and the administrators and the students in a larger circle. And we affirm as we turn outward with our hands raised in blessing, the light with which we have been privileged to come in contact and which we share more widely with humanity. May we, over the years, sustain our inner commitment . May we uphold our inner pledge to the great ones and to the soul . May we spread the light even a little of the unfettered light, the free light of Shambhala. And in that alignment from the one fundamental school of occultism in Shambhala, through the Christ and the six-pointed star, through the serving faculty and administration, and through the students who gather more and more of the light and share more and more of the light, we imagine the power of the great invocation pouring. and being widely distributed among human beings so that their consciousness may be uplifted. The Great Invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Thank you, everyone, for attending this re-inaugural meditation that we do every year. Now begins our 13th year. And we have a busy day, the solstice day. The solstice will be occurring at approximately 10:02 GMT. So we're quite close to that. And at 8:15, let's see, how do we do that? I guess it's 8:15 GMT. We will be beginning with the broadcast, which is on the usual YouTube station. So I have to get over to the temple and make sure that program is ready. And Tuya will be there to lead us in the exact moment, solstice meditation. And we have some of the links here. So make sure you copy them down, and by now you should know how to get to the, there it is. There is the link for the YouTube broadcast. Then later in the afternoon, we'll have a group discussion and our Jupiter, Saturn conjunction, exact conjunction, which will be at 18:20. Let's see, 18, I think it is, 2020, something like that. And then at night we'll continue our vigil for the post-election period and the defense of democracy. This program will be ready for those for whom it was rather early in the morning to catch, or the middle of the night, and hopefully we will benefit from reminding ourselves about the one fundamental school of occultism, the Christ and the six-pointed star, the Trans-Himalayan school through which we work, and the opportunity for all of us associated with the Moria Federation, USR and SRI. So over to the next program. Many blessings to you, and thank you for your participation.